Jesus had spoken these words, he went away with his disciples across the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden which he entered with his disciples. Now Judas, who was betraying him, also knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having obtained the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all standing with them. Now then, when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. He then asked them again, whom are you seeking? And they said, Jesus the Nazarene. So that the word which he spoke would be fulfilled. Of those whom you have given me, I lost not one. Then Simon Peter, since he had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear, and the slave's name was Malchus. So Jesus said,
so the Roman cohort, the commander, and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him, and brought him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was in their best interest for one man to die in behalf of the people. Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. Then the slave woman, who was the doorkeeper, said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the officers were standing there, having made a charcoal fire, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter was also with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and about
came. Jesus answered him, I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple area where all the Jews congregate, and I said nothing in secret.
So they said to him, you are not one of his disciples as well, are you? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the slaves of the high priest who was related to the one whose ear Peter cut off said, did I not see you in the garden with him? Peter then denied it again. And immediately a rooster crowed. Then they brought Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium. And it was early, and they themselves did not enter the praetorium, so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Therefore Pilate came out to them. They answered and said to him, if this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you. So Pilate said to them, take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. The Jews said to him, we are not permitted to put anyone. So that the word of Jesus, which he said, indicating what kind of death he was gonna die, would be fulfilled.
Therefore Pilate entered the praetorium again and summoned Jesus and said to him, you are the King of the Jews. Jesus answered, are you saying this on your own, or did others tell you about me? Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, are a king. Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, what is true? And after saying this, he came out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no grounds at all for charges in his case. However, you Barabbas was a rebel.